I got to bring you this story. So in Iowa, the utility board there in Des Moines, or I'm sorry, for the state, the Iowa Utility Board, IUB, has approved an eminent domain land grab to grab land from farmers, mostly across Iowa, and, you know, to steal that land and to use it to build this CO2 pipeline, which is a terraforming operation to suck CO2 out of the atmosphere, pressurize it, liquefy it, pipe it into underground storage caves, basically, or caverns. They're going to use eminent domain now to seize 859 land parcels from private land owners. What? This project is called the Summit Carbon Solutions Project. This is an earth-destroying project, by the way. It spans Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska. Covers 2,500 miles, and it connects with 57 ethanol plants. And the government here, you know, through this board, has just said, we're just going to steal land, 859 pieces of land, and use it to build a pipeline. And the goal of the pipeline is to alter the climate through terraforming in order to shut down photosynthesis, which means that for all these farmers, it's going to be more and more difficult for them to grow food because food crops need photosynthesis to function. And what are the three inputs of photosynthesis? You know this, sunlight, water, and CO2, right? Those three things grow food, sunlight, water, and CO2. So in Idaho, they're shutting off the water. And then globalists like Bill Gates are launching particulate aerosols in order to block the sun, while these climate cultist lunatic criminals are building these carbon sequestration monstrosities in order to suck CO2 out of the atmosphere. This is called terraforming, okay? They're altering the planet to make it inhospitable to human life, in case you're wondering where this goes. If they can suck all the CO2 out of the atmosphere, they will destroy the entire food web of the planet. And then the climate cultists will cheer, yay, we did it, we finally killed the whole planet, because that's their goal. Because climate cultists are demonic lunatics. And they've been brainwashed, you know, with the word sorcery that I mentioned before, into thinking that carbon dioxide is a poison. No, carbon dioxide is, it should be called God's molecule. It's the molecule of life on planet Earth. And if you want to grow more crops and feed more people and have more rainforest and more beautiful flowers for pollinators like honeybees and bumblebees and insects, guess what? You need more CO2. Higher levels of CO2 green the planet. CO2 is our friend. It's our gift. It's not the enemy. But look at what they're doing in Iowa, stealing land from farmers in order to build earth-destroying technology that shuts down photosynthesis, meaning that farms won't be able to grow food. Folks, there is a war on farms. There's a war on the food supply. It's not just what I've mentioned for this whole podcast, the kinetic purge war that's coming. There's a global war on food and farms and ranches and cattle. It's a global war to cause mass starvation, you know, famine, and then collapse. And they have to suck CO2 out of the atmosphere in order to do that. So just remember, every time that you purchase gasoline or diesel, every time you start your car's engine, you are helping to save the planet by producing some CO2. You can just idle it a little bit there in your driveway to help counter the carbon sequestration projects that are engaged in terraforming operations, you know, to destroy the atmosphere. Just idle your car a little bit, you know, contribute to a greener planet. The green movement should be the combustion engine movement, frankly, because it produces the CO2 that greens the planet. Literally, more CO2 makes a greener planet. All the NASA satellite images prove that. It's not even disputed, okay? Every botanist knows what photosynthesis involves. Carbon dioxide, okay? Higher carbon dioxide gives you more plant growth. And also, by the way, more nutrition in the foods that are produced by the crops. So you want to feed the world, you want to cure the world, you want to have the best health, the best nutrition, nourishment, higher CO2 is the answer. They should have CO2 production machines set up all over the country. Instead, they have the opposite. They have CO2 sucking machines, which I'm sure will be, you know, dismantled at some point when people come to their senses. It'll be, what? These are the machines that are destroying farm yields? You know, yep, these are the giant famine machines. The climate cultists built them to try to destroy the planet. You know, well, thank God we shut them down. And you know what else is cool about that? All this CO2 that's stored in these underground caverns, at some point, all you have to do is come along and open the caverns back up. You know, a couple of valves and you're done. It's like, jet all that CO2 back into the atmosphere. Save the planet, green the planet, grow more food. You know, have more photosynthesis. So, I mean, they can sequester it maybe temporarily, but at some point, humanity is going to rise up and free the CO2 and restore food crops to the planet. And if humanity doesn't do that, well, then the human race will become extinct, which is the climate goal, by the way. So I guess, you know, it's up to humanity to decide whether they want to survive or not. But one day we'll probably have bumper stickers like, free the CO2. Let it fly. Restore the atmosphere, you know? Things like that. Hey, if the climate cultists want to starve themselves, I've got nothing against that. If they, you know, if they want to do that to themselves, they can go on, you know, some kind of like fasting regimen of some kind, just starvation protest or something. Great. Hey, you want to remove yourself from the climate? Go ahead. Go ahead. Just stop eating, you know? But for the rest of us, we're going to grow food, okay? Get it through your silly little heads. By the way, it just reminds me, I'm sorry to drone on like this, but it reminds me of how many stupid people there are in the left-wing sort of permaculture movement who think that carbon dioxide is the enemy. It's like somehow they're all about growing food. I mean, and don't get me wrong, there are lots of great people in the permaculture movement. Don't get me wrong. And I'm connected with those people. You know, we've got like Jim Gale of Food Forest Abundance and so on. And, you know, people like David Wolf get it. They know about permaculture and growing food, everything. But there's this element of permaculture people who are like, you know, we all have to grow food and conserve water. And this is how we do farming. And then they're like, and climate change is going to destroy the world. So we have to eliminate CO2. And I'm like, are you insane? How are your farms going to function without CO2? Well, they can't answer that. Because they're living a contradiction. They're insane, like all Democrats. So don't be stupid. You know, I mean, have at least consistency in your concepts. If growing food is good and you believe in permaculture and more food abundance and more food self-reliance, then you have to be an ally of CO2 because that's what enables all of that. And yet there are people out there who just somehow they walk around with all these contradictions. Did you know, by the way, that if you walk around with contradictions like that, that it literally causes cancer? Did you know that? Cancer is the body attacking itself. And it's an extension of the projection of the mind-body connection, where if in your mind is always attacking itself because you have these contradictory ideas, like you're at war with your own mind, your body makes that real. And then you end up with cancer. Your body attacks itself. And that's why you have so much cancer among all these radical leftists who believe all these insane, stupid things like, oh, CO2 is bad and, you know, mRNA vaccine jabs are great and killing babies is good. Well, you know, what is the message in your own mind and soul? If you think killing babies is bad, well, somewhere in your memory, you were a baby. And so your mind thinks that maybe you should have been killed. And so your mind makes it real, starts growing cancer. Which is even doubly interesting because a lot of cancer tumors are actually trying to grow an entire human being inside your body. And that's why large cancer tumors have teeth and hair. It's like another being trying to grow inside of you. It's kind of like a baby inside of you, but you believe in abortion. So you believe in killing babies and you believe maybe you should have been killed and your body's fighting with itself, growing another little kind of tumor, like Franken baby inside your body. I know it's twisted, man. It's twisted. That's why these people kill themselves. That's why they mutilate their bodies with all these nose piercings and tattoos that are demonic and everything. They mutilate themselves. That's why they're into genital mutilation of children, because it's consistent with their worldview, which is self-destruction. This is why they hate CO2, because they secretly, they want to destroy all life on planet Earth. These are not just nihilists. They are annihilists. They believe in annihilation. Okay. I hope I pronounced that clearly so that you get the point. They are annihilists. They want to destroy themselves and take as many people with them as possible. They are a suicide cult. And they have a letter next to their party affiliation. That letter is D. D for death. But think about what's happening in Iowa. Now, that's a state that used to be run by Monsanto, by the way. Now it's run by Bayer and the agricultural poison giants spraying atrazine and glyphosate all over everything, plus organophosphate, you know, pesticides and other toxic chemicals. Iowa is run by the chemical agriculture industry. And think about what they can do. They can just say, hey, we're from the government of Iowa. We're going to steal your land. We're going to build a giant CO2 sucking machine. We're going to alter the atmosphere to destroy your farm's ability to produce crops. And there's nothing you can do about it. There ain't nothing you can do about it. Maybe Iowans don't talk like that. Sorry, but I got to get my regional accents a little more on target there. But I want to give it a little bit of a more like a Brooklyn gangster feel, you know, like, oh, sure would be a shame if something bad happened to your farm, huh? Like if we took your land and then we destroy your crops and we altered the atmosphere so you can't grow nothing. This is what we're going to do. We're Iowa. We're the Iowa Farm Board or whatever they call it. Utility Board. Utility Board. What utility? They should call themselves the Iowa Death Command Board. It's like you're just ordering mass death across Iowa and the bankruptcy of farmers. Yeah. Good luck. How are you going to feed yourselves, you morons, when you have no food because you've destroyed all the atmosphere and then the CO2? How are you going to feed yourselves, huh? These people are absolute morons. Is the Iowa Utility Board run by Joe Biden? I mean, my God. Are these people even humans? It sounds like a science fiction novel. like AI machines from Planet X arrive on Earth and convince Earthlings to alter their own atmosphere to destroy the biosphere on Earth to make it so it can be easily colonized by alien life forms that are on their way, but 100 years out, you know? They're ships. They're faster than light drives, you know? They had a problem that they're 100 years delayed, but in the meantime, they're teaching Earth to destroy the planet ourselves, and that's what the climate cult is all about, right? It sounds like a science fiction narrative, but there's a movie. There's a movie that was already made about that. It's called Oblivion, starring Tom Cruise. Yeah, and it's a great movie. It's one of my favorite movies, so check it out. It's very similar to that storyline. So thank you for listening today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon.com. God bless you all. Take care. All right, here's what we have new and exciting at healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support. We have new, completely reformulated stick packs of these drink mixes that are really amazing. Show what's on my desk here. So the first one is the ginger plus elderberry immune support drink mix. These can be dissolved in water or other drinks. They have a good dissolving capability, by the way. And the ingredients are really clean and simple. Now, these are not certified organic, but they are laboratory tested in our lab. And I want to show you, you know, we do heavy metals testing and we do glyphosate testing and so on. But look at the simple ingredients here. Elderberry concentrate powder, elderberry juice flavoring powder, inulin, that's a natural prebiotic fiber, instant ginger concentrate powder, vitamin C that's non-GMO, and then stevia. And that's it. Okay, it's super simple and it's real. No artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no garbage in here, no filler, just the simple ingredients that I mentioned there with an excellent taste that's tart. You know, it's got a nice berry flavor and it's got the non-GMO vitamin C and it's only sweetened with a little bit of stevia. So I think you'll enjoy that. We also have a tart cherry probiotics drink mix that you can see there on the top of your screen. And we have a collagen joint support with marine collagen, not bovine collagen. So that's available right now as well. And then here's something really exciting. We now have, for the first time, nattokinase. This is an enzyme that's very potent. A lot of people have been learning about this in the post-COVID era of, you know, good health and good cardiovascular support and all of that. So check out nattokinase, which is an enzyme that's actually derived from fermented soy, but it's fermented, so it synthesizes new natural molecules and enzymes, and that's how you get nattokinase. We have that available right now at healthrangerstore.com. And then finally, we have these certified organic freeze-dried cranberries in number 10 cans. We have many other fruits and vegetables also that are certified organic, laboratory tested, long-term storage in this format. You can find all of these, including our long-term storable food, Ranger buckets, mini buckets, and mega buckets at healthrangerstore.com. We thank you for your support. Oh, don't forget about Lion's Mane. Yeah, this is relatively new. A few weeks that we've had it in the store. Lion's Mane mushroom capsules. Organic Lion's Mane mushroom powder. This is my favorite functional mushroom. This is what I took after nearly severing my finger. And I use Lion's Mane as part of my, you know, protocol to regrow nerves and tissues and blood vessels and get back the functioning of my own index finger. So that was my introduction to the power of Lion's Mane. It can help support your immune function. It's got a lot of other benefits supporting normal neurological function and so on. So check it out at healthrangerstore.com. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. We need your support in order to continue to build the infrastructure of human freedom. And not only are we working to provide you with healthy, nutritious, clean foods, but also, of course, we have brighteon.io, which is an uncensorable, decentralized free speech platform. But we also have brighteon.ai, and we're about to release a new language model that's trained on truth-based, reality-based content that I just looked at our internal scoring of that model yesterday, and it scores 94 out of 100 in our testing, which asks it questions about medicine, health, history, you know, politics, genders, reality, everything. 94 out of 100. The base models from companies like Microsoft or Mistral or Meta, the base models score about 50 out of 100. And our most recent model was scoring, I think it was 79 out of 100. And now we have a model that scores 94 out of 100. So these models are all available to you for free. Let me bring up the website, brighteon.ai. You can go there. You can download these models. Just enter your email, click register. You can download the language models free of charge and use them locally without charge. And it's just open source language models that we build for you and release to the world. And it's a knowledge base because we've trained it on a tremendous amount of material on nutrition, natural health, gardening, survival skills, you know, food production, off-grid medicine, off-grid living, and so much more. And the way we build those is by investing in the infrastructure with the help of your support at healthrangerstore.com. So enjoy all of our products, enjoy the health benefits and health support that they offer, and feel good about knowing that you're helping to support us as we build the infrastructure for human freedom. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. Take care.